It's 5 minutes with me.
Hey, friends, welcome to the new season of 5 minutes with Marco. We might go 6 minutes today, just giving you a heads up. So somebody asked me, if young adults' brains aren't fully formed, particularly in the areas responsible for wisdom and decision-making, what implications does that have for working with young adult volunteers in youth ministry? And here's a rub I regularly experience when talking to rooms full of youth workers. I'll mention the realities of extended adolescence and the findings referred to in the question above. And then I'll ask, how many of you are under 30? And usually somewhere between 30% and 50% raise their hands. And my regular gag is to say, well, it's nice to have so many teenagers in the room today. I've never been, or at least haven't been in a long time, one of those youth workers who thinks that only young adults make good youth leaders. I like diversity, but there's no denying that some of my most wonderful youth ministry volunteers over the years have been in the 18 to 25-year-old range. I have an 18-year-old co-leader in my new sixth grade guys small group right now, and I'm stoked about him. And while I'd like to think my particular young adult leaders were always a serious cut above average, the reality I'd rather not admit to is they are, on average, physiologically limited in wisdom, decision-making, prioritization, impulse control, and a bunch of other skills I'd like my volunteer leaders to possess. This shouldn't imply that they're broken or incapable. It's just a normal and good reality of brain development. Part of my struggle with this, though, is that I'm still very unconvinced that the whole teenage brain thing is a nature thing. In other words, God's design, you might say, and is more likely to be a nurture thing, the result of our collaborative restrictions on young adults, keeping them from moving into adulthood or from using their brains as adults. And as I'm buying into the notion that young adults and even teenagers, particularly older teenagers, are fully capable, whether behavioral indicators show this or not, they're capable of being adult. So I'm forced to wrestle with a few things. One, extended adolescence is not the fault of young adults. Sure, there are some who seem stuck in adolescence. I'm guessing there always have been. But I think it's wiser for us to examine ourselves, our culture, our churches, our homes, and stop pointing the finger of judgment at 20-somethings. Collectively, we've created the culture that isolates teenagers and young adults from adults and adulthood. We've created extended adolescence. They're merely living into our expectations. You're not yet an adult. Second, it seems possible for some post-high schoolers and young 20-somethings to fully step into adulthood, in some cases very quickly, to reverse the extended adolescent trend, or at least sidestep it. I'm not talking about those outliers who naturally move into adult early by today's norms and would have in any culture, in any era. I'm talking about an average 18 to 21-year-old newly leaning into the capabilities they already possess. What is required? In short, meaningful responsibility and expectation. Can you see where this is going as it pertains to young adults in youth ministry? Third, but don't even start comparing your experience of as a young adult in youth ministry in 1992 to that of young adults today. Not the same thing, and you're probably being revisionist in your memory anyhow. A church brought me in a couple of years ago to help them think about their young adult ministry. They knew things weren't going well, but it was way bleaker than I expected, or I think than they had realized. In a church of a few thousand, there were maybe 25 or so actively engaged 20-somethings. About a dozen of them attended a super lame class on Sunday mornings that felt like death by crockpot. And another dozen or so found their primary connection to the church as volunteers in the middle school ministry. Of course, here's the tension. Many of the church leadership thought the best response was to hire a young adults pastor to create, my words, a new pocket of isolation, keeping emerging adults, that's the kinder term now being used to describe the third segment of adolescent experience, formerly called older adolescence, to keep young adult emerging adults disconnected from the adult world. Of course, this is all spun under the banner of let's create a space that's uniquely theirs, which often actually means let's create a space for them so my space can stay uniquely mine. The young adults serving on the middle school team were the sharpest of the two dozen adult young adults in the church, and on average, ahead of the curve on the plodding move toward adulthood. But a church, that church, can't say our intentional ministry for young adults is to have them work with the middle school ministry, or can they? Maybe the answer to the question at the top of this episode isn't to boundary or limit young adults in youth ministry. Maybe we need to take the counterintuitive step of giving them more responsibility, or just giving them the responsibility would give any adult without a bunch of coddling and handholding. Some might hear this and respond, well, of course, we already do that. Sure, maybe you do, maybe you don't. Maybe you never read about teenage brain development or extended adolescence, or maybe you've never bought into the idea that this is just the way things are, or maybe you were never intentional at all. You were merely perpetuating stereotypes about who makes the best volunteer youth ministry volunteers. But I'm thinking that meaningful responsibility, spending time with adults on an age diverse ministry team, all covered under the watchful layer of intentionality and a leaning toward developing adults, volunteers of all sorts, well, that just might be the best young adult ministry possible. What do you think?
Hey folks, quick little announcement. I hope you know by now that the main thing the Youth Cartel does is we offer a year-long leadership development program for youth workers called the Youth Ministry Coaching Program. I really believe it's a best-in-class coaching program. We've had 800 people go through it over the last 15 years, and I just see regularly in front of my very eyes, see people's lives and ministries transformed. So check out theyouthcartel.com and go to the coaching tab. No, we're currently trying to fill a cohort in Springfield, Illinois, and one in central Pennsylvania, one in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and a level two cohort in northern Indiana. So hit me up if you have any questions about that.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.